With their raunchous dance moves and good hits, the Pussycat Dolls were a force to be reckoned with. But behind the scenes, there were ongoing tension that led the group to split. Today, I'm going to be discussing the Pussycat Dolls' history and where they are today. And before going forward, we have to look back. In 1995, choreographer Robin Anton formed the girls as a burlesque troupe consisting of Nicole Scherzinger, Carmen Bachard, Ashley Roberts, Jessica Sutta, Melly Thorne, and Kimberly Wyatt. But it wasn't until 2003 where Robin decided to turn them into a music franchise, negotiating a record deal with Interscope G4 AMM Records in 2003. Their debut single was Sway, was featured on the soundtrack of the 2004 film Shall We Dance. They didn't make their official debut until September 2005 with their album PCD, consisting of Don'tcha, and was a number one hit in various countries worldwide and reaching number two on the US Billboard Hot 100. Then the next single was definitely Stick With You, which became their second number one single in the UK and New Zealand, and reached number five on the Hot 100, and was also nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals. Their third single was Beef with Will I Am, also becoming a hit, reaching number one in Belgium and New Zealand, number two in the UK, and number 13 in the US. The group became one of the top selling artists in 2006, while the album appeared at number 12 on the Billboard 200 year end chart this that year. The group was selected to perform for the introduction of ABC's coverage of the NBA. The Pussycat Dolls opened for the Black Eyed Peas on their Honda Civic tour. Buttons was the last song and feature iconic rapper Snoop Dogg, which was a worldwide hit, reaching number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 and top 5 elsewhere. The Pussycat Dolls embarked on their first world tour with Rihanna as the opening act in the UK leg. One of the days of the PC World Tour was recorded and streamed via MSN Music. But in Kuala Lumpur, the group ran into trouble with authorities for sexually explicit dancing. Hey, they were the sexiest group at the time. Their performance as part of the PCD World Tour was not well received in the Muslim state, which frowned upon the group's eye-popping attire and sexually suggestive stage routine. Absolute Entertainment, the company behind the group's appearance in Asia, was fined $3,000 for the incident. The two final singles were re-released, such as I Don't Need a Man and Wait a Minute, with the former becoming a modest success and the latter becoming the group's fifth top 40 single on the Hot 100. To further promote PCD, the Pussycat Dolls toured along with Dane Kane on Christina Aguilera's Back to Basics tour in 2007 in North America from February to May. The success of the group's debut album brought them a wide array of spin-offs, including a CW reality series, Pussycat Dolls Present, The Search for the Next Doll. The goal of the show was to add a 7 member to join them in future endeavors. Asia Nitoao was announced the winner on April 24th. However, several months later, Asia quit the group shortly after the finale aired. Following their performance at Live Earth, the group will only have occasional one-off performances for a while and went on hiatus in mid-2007, during which Scherzinger, which I mean Nicole, attempted to launch a solo career. Plans for her debut solo album, Her Name is Nicole, would eventually be shelved after the release of 4 singles failing to make an impact on the chart. But behind closed doors, there's going to be a lot of drama. Despite their commercial success, the group was plagued by internal conflict due to an emphasis on Scherzinger, who is the group's lead vocalist, and the subordinate treatment of the other members. On March 3rd, 2008, it was announced via the group's website that Carmen had left the group, intending to pursue a solo career. At the time of her departure, she had been the longest member of the group, joining in 1995, where they were a burlesque act. Several days later, they performed for the first time without Carmen for the Operation MySpace concert. which honored U.S. troops stationed in Kuwait. In May 2008, they made their comeback with When I Grow Up, reaching top 10 in 16 countries. In 2008 VMAs, It's a Coming Music Video was nominated for 6 awards, the most of that ceremony, and won to win Best Dancing in Video. Doll Domination was released in September 2008 to mixed reviews. It attained their highest peak position on the Billboard 200, but failed to match the sales of its predecessor, selling less than 6 as many PCDs sold, and regarding it as a commercial disappointment. 3 subsequent singles were released in 2008, with What You Think About That, Out of This Club, and I Hate This Part. The last one peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Then in January 2009, the Pussycat Dolls embarked on the Doll Domination Tour, their second headline worldwide concert tour, which highlights stops in Europe, Oceania, and Asia, and grossed over $14 million. Between the two first legs, the group opened for the Circus Britney Spears Tour in North America. Jessica suffered a back injury during the first Sydney show, leaving the group to perform as a foursome throughout the following shows. While on tour in Europe, Nicole Scherzinger was asked to rewrite the pop version of J-Ho for the movie Slumdog Millionaire. The song was entitled J-Ho, You Are My Destiny, and credited Scherzinger as a feature artist. This caused eternal strife within the group, and a public outburst by Melody during one of the group's appearances on tour. Despite that, it became one of their most successful singles, peaking at number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100. After charting 85 places, making the largest weekly lead from the number 100. The album's final two singles, Bob Pop and Hush 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 Hush, topped the US Hot Dance / Club Song chart. Meanwhile, Dom Domination was reissued into a scaled-up version in various territories. In Australia, the album was subtitled 2.0 with 10 songs and EP subtitled The Mini Collection, which was released in the UK. After the tour's conclusion, the group went on hiatus. Robert Anton acknowledged that new members will be joining Scherzinger. In February 2010, Jessica, Ashley, Kimberly, and Melody left the group, while Wyatt later on acknowledged that the group has fully disbanded. But in May 2010, 4 new members helped Scherzinger continue the tour in the new lineup. But by the end of the year, Scherzinger has left the group, being the last original member to leave. In 2011, there were continued attempts to rebuild the group, and later included Lauren Bennett, Christina Sayers, Paula Van Oppen, Vanessa Curry, and Erica Keel Jenkins was featured in a GoDaddy commercial during Super Bowl XLVI. The group would go on to call themselves GRL, appearing with Pitbull for a duet Wild Wild Love, citing the need for differing for the Pussycat Dolls due to their music being less urban, and they would spend the rest of the year recording their debut album. But tragedy struck in 2015, when Simone Biles committed suicide following a battle with depression. But before, the group returned as a trio in 2016. In October 2017, Dan Wood of The Sun reported that Robert Scherzinger's son, Wyatt Thorne, were considering reuniting and going on tour in 2018, but Carmen was now on board. The following week, social media sites were set up, further fueling speculation of reunion. On April 25, 2018, during an appearance on the Chris Ramsey Show, Wyatt claimed that the band could reunite before the end of 2018. In quote, "We're all just in a place where we're kind of ready to live it all again and make it fun and make enjoy it and everything," she said. In quote, "So yeah, we're looking at the possibilities." On June 25, 2019, the New York Times listed the Pussycat Dolls among hundreds of artists whose master tapes were reportedly destroyed in the Universal Studios fire. The extent of damages and losses were not known due to conflicting reports over the number of primary masters kept in storage. Late in September 2019, Entertainment Tonight reported that Scherzinger has joined the former members of the band The Pussycat Dolls for new studio sessions, and the band will be reunited for Great Hits Tour in 2020. UK The X Factor judge Louis Walsh confirmed that the Pussycat Dolls was performing on the finale of The X Factor Celebrity. Then they confirmed their reunion on British radio station Heart with members Ashley, Carmen, Scherzing, Nicole, Jessica, and Kimberly have been recording new music and have announced 9 tour dates around the UK in 2020. During the interview, Scherzing remarked that it had been around 10 years since the group's last tour, and that time felt right. End quote. It's been a long time coming, but this feels like the perfect time to remind the world that what it means to be a pussycat doll. According to group founder Robert Anton, Dora would not be joining in the reunion, to her feeling like the time was not right. Dora has since confirmed during the interview with the Sun newspaper where she said, in quote, "I think it would be great for everyone to enjoy themselves and their lives, in whatever direction they want to go. I worked for years on the development of music and financing myself. As a creative person, I would like to make and release music myself." The group has said that they are leaving the door open for Thorin, and she will be welcome to come back if she decides to join them later on down the line. During the finale of The X Factor Celebrity, the group performed a melody of their previous hits with Buttons, When I Grow Up, Don't Ya, and their brand new song, React. Since the performance, their tour has been dubbed Unfinished Business and the Reunion Tour, and has been expanded to include dates in Australia and New Zealand. The group performance on The X Factor attracted 400 complaints to British broadcasting regulator Ofcom for the risk outfits and being too raunchy. Jessica confirmed that a new album was in the works. It was also confirmed that the group will perform at the Newmarket Nights event held annually at the British horse racing venue Newmarket Racecourse. On January 23, 2020, American singer and songwriter Megan Trainor released her third album, Treat Myself, which features the Pussycat Dolls on the song Genetics. Trainor revealed that the collaboration came about when she bumped into Nicole, who is both artists were filming the four and the Masked Singer respectively. Scherzinger recorded the group's vocals for Genetics in exchange for Trainor working on new music for the group. In February 2020, the group performed on Andex Saturday Night Takeaway and at Nova FM 96.9's Rare Room at Glass Island, Sydney Harbour, Australia in early March. It has also been confirmed that the group will headline Brighton Pride with a 75-minute set on August 2nd, 2020 in the UK. So, what happened to the members? Nicole eventually found success as a solo artist, hitting the headlines over her romance with Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton, judging on the X Factor UK and the Masked Singer. She even voiced Cena in This Is Mariana and starred in the West End in Cats. But when I Ashley wake joined up in the Pussycat Dolls only a few months after the release of Wall Street, and she left the group in 2010. She also pursued a solo singing career. The singer has found success as a TV personality in the UK throughout his becoming a host on Index Saturday Night Takeaway between 2013 and 2016. Her marriage is believed to have joined the girl band in 1995 in their early stages before they were the best pop group. She left the group in 2008. She briefly pursued a solo singing career with her friends and duo Lou Reed station with Sammy J. Kimberly was a part of the Pussycat Dolls between 2003 and 2010. Following the girl band's split, she became a judge on Got to Be before performing the group from Madison of the World to Special Moments. And now we're going to be married to Kevin Hall and Max Rogers, who she married to after 14. Jessica announced she was leaving the group just before they disbanded. She auditioned for the Pussycat Dolls in 2003, along with a member of the girl band, Pussycat Dolls. soprano vocalist melody was poorly to Pussycat Dolls or to add vocal strength to the group. She saw the Pussycat Dolls on MTV Diaries featuring Christina Aguilera and heard that they were in a new group under after the group was banned. She had lost a lot of their fans. And that's all I got for today. The Pussycat Dolls were, I say, my favorite girl group growing up. My most personal favorite single was definitely Stick With You. But anyway, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Make sure you link through my socials and suggest which group or soloist should I do next in the episode. I hope you guys enjoy. Bye, guys.